Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard, and we are having Christmas in the Caribbean. Are you guys having a good time or what?
Yeah!
Now, we are recording the show, so it is nighttime, believe it or not, right now, and they're getting ready to do their second night dive of the week. And I'm kicking back. I may have a cocktail with my new friend. You are?
Vic.
Vic, you're from where?
I'm from Boston.
Boston, yes. And he has been having a big old time. He's not doing the night dive, so he has grabbed an afternoon or evening cocktail, and you're ready for a big time, right?
Absolutely. Great time on Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
And this is your first time on a liveaboard, isn't it?
Absolutely, sir. Yes, it is.
So far, so good?
So far, it has been a fantastic trip.
Yes. Now, you actually even had an experience with Scuba Santa right after dinner tonight. How did that go for you?
It has been an early Christmas. We had Scuba Santa. We had some price grabs, and people were stealing prizes from each
other. It's what Christmas is all about, stealing other people's stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what we witnessed on this boat.
That's right.
People were jumping on each other's gifts, and the most popular gift seems to be Wet Dreams.
Yes. Yes. Well, the Scuba Cowboy gave me one of his CDs called Wet Dreams, just to clarify, because we don't want to give people the wrong idea, do we, Vic?
Yes, no. Or maybe we do. Yeah, I think it's going to get some people really good night's rest.
Okay, we'll leave it at that, as we should. But yeah, you know, we're having a great old time. Obviously, everyone's having a good time. They're gearing up right now for the night dive. Mermaid Brittany with me.
Who won the prize is having a night dive as well. So she is going to have a real grand time tonight.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, Vic is obviously socially lubricated because the booze is included in your liveaboard dive package. So he'll be chiming in throughout the entire show, I can guarantee you. But as I was starting to say, Mermaid Brittany is on board. It's her first time on a liveaboard trip. So far, so good for you, too.
Oh, love it. Such a dream. It's totally... I've been down on the dives, or I'm on the boat, and I think to myself, wow, pinch me, because this is so incredible. Really, really wonderful.
Yes, I won't do that because that'd be inappropriate. But I think I know what you're trying to say for sure. I mean, this liveaboard diving is really a way to just get pampered and just be spoiled rotten. And you're diving. And you have quite a history of diving around Mexico and down in the Keys. And you've been around the block a time or two, right?
Sure, but the diving here is absolutely phenomenal. It has everything to offer. So walls, reefs, some random dome wrecks, anything that you want as far as animals go. They've got sharks, rays, groupers, jacks, all the way down to a significant amount of micro. And...
you name it. What? Wait, what are you giving me? She's giving me the timeout signal. What? You ran out of things to say? What are you saying?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just heard the sound of diving, and I decided I had to go.
It's like, yeah, hey, quit talking to me. I'm getting ready for my night dive. I understand. This is her second night dive of the cruise. You're going for, like, every dive. You haven't missed one yet, right?
I'm going for 25.
There you go.
We'll see how it goes.
All right. And we also have, what's your name?
John.
Hi. John, you're from where?
England.
England. All the way from England. First time on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, right?
First time in the Caribbean.
So far, so good for you, too?
Very good.
Yeah, but you've been on a trip or two before. You've done this kind of thing, right?
I've done a lot of night diving around the world diving around the world.
And liveaboard diving has been your thing, and you picked this one for whatever reason. You heard we were on board Scuba Radio, or did you go... oh, my God, what is Scuba Radio? What did I get myself into?
I just thought Turks and Caicos sounds like a romantic place to go.
Good answer. Yes. Yeah, just to avoid, you know, putting up with our shenanigans is just kind of like, you know, we paid you off with gifts tonight, right?
Yeah.
For Christmas in the Caribbean.
A little extra bonus.
A little bonus. Yes. Yeah. You know, we pay off, you know, pay off the passengers for putting up with our shenanigans, no doubt. But you're having a good time, right?
Great time. Thank you.
Yeah. John's been smiling ear to ear for the last 2 days. We're only 2 days into the trip, and he's having a great time. Mermaid Brittany's having a good time. Vic is having a good time. What about the crew? We got Shaw. Where are you from, Shaw?
Hi. I'm from Singapore.
Singapore. She is one of the dive guides. What's the official title here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 for you, Shaw?
I work as the dive instructor here.
Dive instructor. Yeah. Right. And she's from Singapore. So if you get out of line, you cane us. Is that kind of how it works?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, she almost got a dive knife, a Scuba Pro dive knife.
I did. I won the dive knife.
I thought someone stole it from you.
I took it back.
Oh, basically after the contest or after the gift exchange was done and it was given to a different crew person, I think that was B,
yeah.
You basically went and stabbed her and got it back?
I used a different knife, yes.
Yes, exactly. Whatever it takes. Exactly. But you're having a good time. We got a good crew on board, don't we?
We do. I'm having a good time here. It's my first time in the Caribbean.
Is it?
It is.
You've been on the boat how long, though?
For about 2 months already.
Okay. But so far, so good. And as far as this group that we've had on this week compared...
It's been one of my best weeks here, for sure.
One of them? I thought you were supposed to say it's the best group ever.
It's the best.
Yes,
the
good best. Answer. That's what they're supposed to say. Hey, this is the best group we've ever had. You say that every single week, don't you? It goes that way.
Yeah.
Exactly. But... she is just a joy to be around, setting the mood for everybody, having a good time. They're getting ready for this night dive. You got to do the briefing still, right?
Yes, we do.
What site are we on right now?
We are now in a dive site called the Gully. We are at the West Caicos side of Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
So.
Now, I'm not doing the night dive because that interferes with my free drinking that's included in your dive package. So I'm going to do the play-by-play for the night dive while they go down there and experience this. We did the... Gully is a dive site earlier today, and that's the typical routine. You do a couple dives in the morning at one site, and then we move the boat. We go to a different site, and maybe two sites. But the fourth dive of the day out of five is usually the same site you'll do for the night dive. And we did the Gully, which is a very popular dive site here in the Turks and Caicos, earlier today, and it was spectacular as always. Great visibility, and you go down to this little swim through down about 80 feet and then come up, or you could go the other way and go down, but we came up it, and as we came up there was this giant barracuda in my way, and I thought, you know, as I swam up, I had my little GoPro 7 black filming, and I see this barracuda, big one. He's a good, what, 3-footer, I'd say. Wouldn't you say, Brittany?
Oh, at least.
And I came up, and I thought, well, he's going to start moving out of the way, but he didn't. He just kind of hung there, and he's like, all right, take my picture. And then he opened up his mouth and, like, said cheese, and I don't know. He might have been getting a cleaning job from some cleaner fish and stuff, but he posed quite well for us in the gully there, didn't he?
Yes, on the next Scuba Radio, Greg versus Barracuda, part one.
Yes. We'll see if I make it through the entire week.
And how many fingers he has left.
Exactly, because, yeah, I got pretty close to those smiling teeth of that barracuda, but he seemed very cooperative. He didn't seem aggressive in any way. So made for some great video that I hope to share with the world eventually there at scubaradio.com. Here's Captain Bob. Bob, how are you?
Real good. Beautiful.
All right, now you just working the deck and keeping an eye on the divers here as they do their night dive? Is that the plan right now or what?
I stick my nose in everybody's business.
Well, okay, as a captain should. Hey, how was that Christmas gift exchange? You ever have anything like that on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 before?
We never have. It was a unique experience. That was a welcome addition in the holiday season.
First time ever, last time probably too, right?
Oh, I don't know. If I'm here next Christmas, then I hope you guys are too.
Yeah, Christmas in the Caribbean, this ain't a bad place to have it, right?
Well, Christmas, any place in shorts is good.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, we don't got snow, but we got sand. And we got plenty of, you know, spiked eggnog, and without the eggnog.
Well, waiting for Friday.
The most important. Oh, wait, you got eggnog coming?
There's some in the locker.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, they were planning accordingly for Christmas in the Caribbean with Scuba Radio and Explorer Ventures as well. And Captain Bob, you know, he's been on trips with us before. And these are always special weeks when we bring our crew on. We got Renee on from Scuba Pro. Does that kind of kick it up a notch or kind of like, uh-oh, we got this group on board? How do you look at that?
we have advance warning that you guys are coming, and I look forward to it every time.
Warning is the key, though, word right there, isn't it?
advance warning, yeah.
Advance warning so they can prepare accordingly. You know, there's bail bondsmen that need to be secured on the island of Providenciales. I don't know. Anything can happen, right?
Well, when we see Scuba Radio on the manifest, we know it's going to be a good time.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, of course, I slipped him a 20 before we went on the air, but that's how it works. So, yeah, they're getting ready to get into the water for the night dive.
Dive, dive, dive.
There we go. Mermaid Brittany getting ready to do night dive number two. There's the first guy. The night diving fun has begun, and we got crystal clear water. We got a meteor shower, too. It's like, oh, kind of crazy stuff going on here in the Turks and Caicos this week. So we picked a good week to celebrate Christmas in the Caribbean. We got more coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAWI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAWI facility or locate a NAWI instructor near you at NAWI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Have you ever noticed that everything seems wonderful at Christmas?
You've come flying from the higher place. Fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you... ever use that scoop.
This is the world's first.
Ever use that scoop. Yeah, cool, yo.
Radio show devoted to diving, and it is very cool. Actually, it's warm. We're in the Turks and Caicos celebrating Christmas in the Caribbean with our friends from Explorer Ventures, and we got a great crew on board. We have some awesome passengers. Just an awesome group to celebrate Christmas in the Caribbean. And I'm sitting next to my good buddy, partner in crime here this week, and that's Renee from Scuba Pro. How are you, buddy?
How are things, Greg? Appreciate it.
Swell. I mean, do you feel the Christmas love in the air after what we did with that Christmas gift exchange there after dessert tonight? That was kind of a unique thing, huh?
Very unique. We're feeling the regalos del Niño Jesús.
And he just ordered a hot dog with cheese on it or something. I don't know. What was that you say?
Exactly, yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, you know, you brought some cool stuff from Scuba Pro on board. What can we share? Because people are, like, trying out Scuba Pro gear on the trip this week and kind of dabbling in the latest and greatest. You got me geared up in the latest BC and G2 dive computer, which I'm loving, by the way. But what's the name of the BC?
It's Hydros Pro. Yeah, Hydros Pro, and you're diving the Scuba Pro S620.
Yes, I am styling. I am definitely the envy of most divers right now. Yeah, I'm in the island you said it better than I did. I'm in the island styling. Yeah, there we go, with Scuba Pro gear this week. But you brought extra stuff for people to try out.
We did.
Using a new Scuba Pro mask today, and some other folks are trying out the BCs, and you brought a little assortment of everything, didn't you?
We switched things up, and we brought some gear for the staff to try as well. We're pulling them out of their BCs and regulators, allowing them to try the Scuba Pro Hydros and the S620, and we've converted all of them.
There you go. And you know, this is kind of like an added value. This is the stuff we bring to the table when we hop on board one of these liveaboard trips with Explorer Ventures to basically pay off the people for putting up with our nonsense. You hear what I'm saying? At least I'm speaking for me, not you, Renee.
Exactly. Not only the guests, but of course the staff work very hard too as well, and we want to recognize them and allow them to
pay them off.
That's what I was trying to
say. For all the stuff that they got to put up with, you know, the nonsense that we put them through, you know? But, you know, but as I said, Vic is going to pop in throughout the show today. He's been quite a character. He's made his presence known very early on this trip. And Vic
is from Colombia.
He's from Colombia?
Yes.
No, you're not from Colombia. Where are you from?
Sir, I'm from India.
Right. That's what I was like, what are you doing, Renee? Renee's been, you know, he's been helping himself to the liquor cabinet here on the Explorer 2. He's not doing the night dive either, and that's what
people...
found
some hidden liquor cabinets on board as well.
Yes, yeah, there's plenty of stashes hidden around the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 that you're not supposed to get access to, but Vic magically, you know, he just found his way to all the secret spots. He did that early on. You're on a mission, my friend.
Absolutely. There was lots to be explored on
that's
Turks
true.
And Caicos Explorer.
Exactly. You know, and when you're not diving... You know, you don't overindulge necessarily, but it's included in your liveaboard dive package, so you might as well partake in a cocktail or two when you're not diving and kicking back here on the top deck of the Explorer 2.
Or six.
Yeah, exactly. Five or six or whatever you're comfortable with handling with your, you know, week of diving. He might miss the morning dive. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Morning dives are very important.
Yeah.
And especially after the night of cocktails and when we explore and find more things, like we found sun last night.
We found sun?
Yes, we did. We were looking for different constellations. And
well, that's right. You know, so on the top deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, this place where we are sitting right now is one of my favorite places on the planet. And it's because when you turn out all the lights here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, you can see every star in the sky because you're away from all the city lights and everything. And it is just magnificent. You don't get this back home. It's and literally this spot on the top deck of the Explorer 2 liveaboard is my favorite place on the planet. And Vic was really enjoying this last night. And he pulled out an app on your cell phone. What was it? Sky something?
It's called Skyview Light.
Okay, and that allows you to see the different constellations, you know, where's Orion's Belt, where's the Big Dipper, and all this stuff, and he's moving his phone around, which tells him where the stars are, where's Taurus, where's Pisces, and you found Cassiopeia, I believe, where?
Absolutely. Greg, the way it happened, it seemed to be coming through your pants.
Okay, Cassiopeia was in my pants when he moved his phone down toward my pants.
Along with the sun.
And so, the sun. So, the sun and Cassiopeia was in my pants last night.
Yes.
And I was really confused because how could there possibly be enough room for those two things?
And
knowing what I know.
And you might be absolutely correct, but we interestingly found that wherever we took the phone, the sun and the Cassiopeia seemed to be pointed towards your pants.
Yes. Yeah, my pants had a lot going on last night, evidently.
And they really did. And we were just surprised with all the action aboard Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 and Scuba Pro, since they have helped us so much with the gear. I thought I would share some of the knowledge about constellations, but every point last night kept pointing towards your pants.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure how to take that exactly, but that's one of the things that you discover amongst your fellow passengers. Some things you don't really want to know. You know what I'm saying? But it's a great way to break the ice is when you start talking about what's in your
pants.
Absolutely.
Things got broken. Things got attracted.
Wait, nothing broke in my pants.
Okay.
Just to be clear. We're on to other stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about the gear and
sure. The non-Scuba Pro gear got broken.
And we had Scuba Pro gear to replace it.
Scuba Pro came for the rescue.
Yeah.
And Turks and Caicos crew, Explorer crew helped us a lot. And then things pointed towards your pants.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. It always goes back to the pants. Yeah. So, you know, if that's any indication how the rest of the show is going to go, well, you've been warned, and welcome to Scuba Radio. That's just what we do sometimes. But, you know, you make new friends like Vic, and obviously he's a very outgoing individual. And you're here with your better half, I take it?
Yeah, I left my wife at home, and I got my girlfriend.
Okay, there you go. See? And God bless him. He's living the life. Yeah, you're living the life everyone else wants to live that's listening right now. Go, well, like, hey, you know, why aren't you on this trip with us, right?
Absolutely. Like, and if next time any other ladies are interested, I'll leave my girlfriend at home and I can bring somebody else along.
Okay, well, so if somebody's listening right now and they want to take it, we can hook you up with Vic. But no, I don't think that'll work. She got the knife at the Christmas.
She got Red Dreams.
Wet Dreams from the Scuba Cowboy, the CD.
Scuba Radio.
I have to clarify that just so people don't get the wrong idea, Vic.
No,
we're talking about my pants, Wet Dreams. You know, this is going down a slippery
Greg
slope.
From Scuba Radio was generous enough to donate Wet Dreams to everybody and, like, my wife.
Okay, that's a song from the Scuba Cowboy. Once again, I have to clarify this,
Vic.
That's where my professional skills come into play to translate accordingly so we can stay on the air, at least for one more week.
Exactly. It was a great gift, and my wife was so excited to get Wet Dreams.
God bless her. She's at home right now. And basically, your words to her are, suck it, loser, is it?
Exactly.
That's not right. His wife's on board. He's a kidder. This guy, good times with fellow divers on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, Christmas in the Caribbean, and I'm sitting next to Shaw right now. She's one of the dive guides. She took the folks out on the night dive, and now we're kicking back here in the galley, just relaxing between dives. And is this the gig of a lifetime, Shaw? Would you recommend anybody listening right now, if they wanted to, like, get a crash course in dive industry etiquette and operations, that they should come work on a liveaboard like the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2?
That is very right. Once you start working on a liveaboard, you'll find quite easily that this is the kind of diving that you want to do.
Yeah, diving, and then you get to interface with all kinds of crazy folk like the Scuba Radio crew, and it really gives you a crash course on how to operate and everything and anything related to operating a dive shop or a dive charter. You got to think on your feet. You got to deal with it because you're out at sea, right? You can't, like, just go back to shore at the spur of the moment and pick up something you forgot, or you know, you're dealing with a diver that's missing something. You have to kind of think on the fly, right?
Yeah, a lot of the things that I've learned here, especially being on the boat, you cannot do this on land. I've learned how to drive dinghies, the tender. I've learned how to use the lines on here, and then because you're in the element, you're just out in the ocean. Everything that happens on the boat, there is a problem. You gotta figure out what you can use around here, and just.
You got to be creative. You got to come up with a bush fix or something. And that's where Captain Bob has more experience with that than you. But you're picking it up as time goes on, I guess, right?
Yes, sir.
What about spending the, you know, Christmas time in the Caribbean like we are this week? Is this a fun thing for you? Is this a kind of a new experience for you, too? Because you've only been on the boat a couple months, right?
It'll be my first time for Christmas on a boat. So I'm curious to know what.
Well, you already scored some big prizes, thanks to Renee from Scuba Pro, and you got one of those priceless dry boxes from Nanook and Scuba Radio, right?
The best prize. I got the knife.
That's right. She got a Scuba Pro knife. She traded and stole or whatever kind of things. Whatever you got to do to get ahead, right?
Yep.
That's right. Okay, look, we got more coming up from the Turks and Caicos Explorer to Live Aboard Christmas in the Caribbean next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. A new one just begun.
Yes, we got the Buffett plan on the radio here on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to Live Aboard. I am Greg the Dive Master. Christmas in the Caribbean. Yes, we are having a good time. My sidekick, Vic, here that I met on the boat from Boston. He is, you've been having a large time. This is your first Live Aboard experience as well, right?
Absolutely. First Live Aboard. We have never been on a boat for this long, and it has been a fantastic experience.
Yeah, what about traveling during the holidays like this? You know, Christmas in the Caribbean, you already scored some pretty cool stuff from Scuba Santa, thanks to Scuba Pro and Scuba Radio. And by the way, the drunken Santa has not reared his ugly head. He didn't track me down here for this trip, so it was actually an authentic Scuba Santa, or I sat in and stuff. But I might have had a bourbon or two, thanks to Vic. He brought some special Christmas concoction that we all shared, right?
Yeah, we had some nice jingle juice during.
Yes, jingle juice. So we'll call it that.
During our Christmas vacation on Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
That's right. When you're not diving, you might as well have a cocktail or two.
Or three.
Yeah, it happens. But, you know, we don't go overboard, literally, unless we have our gear on. Right, Vic?
Absolutely. No gear jumping till morning after the cocktails.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough. But it is it everything and then some of what you thought it would be, or how would you describe it to someone listening back home and thinking that they've never done one of these Live Aboard things before? I mean, what was your expectation, I guess?
So this boat has definitely gone beyond what we were expecting. It has been much better experience, and it has been everything and more we could have hoped. If you have not done a Live Aboard, you're missing out.
There you go. Mermaid Brittany is in the same boat, literally. She's never been on a Live Aboard boat. And what do you think so far, Brittany? We're about halfway through.
I concur. I have had the best time so far. I mean, the diving is phenomenal. It has everything that you would ever want to offer. And everything from the start of the morning with the cookies for snacks, and then you go and do your dive, and then lunch and dive and snack, and all the way to the end. After the night dive, they bring you a warm towel and hot chocolate with a little social lubrication added to that.
Yes, a little Kahlua and hot chocolate, and you mentioned the food. Stan the Man is the he's the cook. He's back there in the galley. He's looking in over Mermaid Brittany's shoulder, as he has a tendency to do at times. But he is really an amazing cook. He's been here for years. He's a mainstay on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to Live Aboard. And I got to tell you, one thing about Stan is that not only is he a great cook, but he sends you home with like a 6-pound souvenir at the end of the trip. You know what I'm saying? Quality pound. You know what I'm saying, right there, Brittany?
Yes, so that's correct. And he is incredibly accommodating as well. We've got a couple of guests on board that had a couple different dietary restrictions, and he has been 100% accommodating to their needs with pretty much anything.
Absolutely. Now, Captain Bob is the man in charge of this vessel this week, and he is kind of the relief captain. Is that right? Or what do you? You're not relief, but I don't know. What do you call yourself there, Bob?
Relief, I guess it depends how you use it. They're relieved when I show up sometimes, and they're relieved when I go.
Well, that's right, because JF is the captain that we've had before, but I've sailed with Bob a few times before, and he's here this week for Christmas in the Caribbean. You love doing this gig, right?
I love the job, though I will confess to being a bit melancholy for Christmas. I have some kids in the family that I like to spend Christmas with.
Well, you got all of us. So you've kind of adopted us for the week, haven't you?
We got the big kids on board.
Yeah.
And, I've been fortunate to have the last three Christmases on land with my little grandson. And I'm going to miss that, but I'm not the only one that's away from home for Christmas. And somehow I'll tough it out.
That's right.
I don't expect any sympathy from...
Well, with all the gifts that Renee from Scuba Pro brought and some of the other Scuba Radio stuff, you know, even the captain made out pretty well this week so far, right?
I got a nice box for my cell phone and for... anything. I'm not a word person, I guess.
Yeah. He's not a word. As long as he can run the boat, that's all that matters. But yeah, but you know, he got into the dive and with us on the last dive. And you know, the one thing Explorer Ventures has been doing the last year or so, they've been part of this Green Fins thing. That's been a nice little upgrade on the briefings. They're doing them on the TV, and they have all these graphics and stuff on how you can be a responsible diver and all that kind of stuff. Right, Bob?
Yeah. In short, it's basically clean seas, Green Fins, and clean seas. Is the initiative, and it's a coral reef unit of the United Nations based in Bangkok, a UK charity, Reef World Foundation, and we just promote
clean and responsible diver.
Absolutely, and a boater as well. It goes beyond just diving, but we support all the initiatives of the Green Fins.
Well, this week it's green and red because of Christmas, right?
Well, green and red, yeah.
We'll go with that. I just made that up. Well, I can do that, can't I? Do I have the captain's permission?
Yes, and more than that, again, with the word thing.
Yeah.
not really a word guy here.
I love it. Well, obviously, you know, Bob loves what he does, and that, you know, perpetuates throughout the boat. Is he a great boss, Air Shaw?
I love Bob.
You love Bob.
I call him Bebop.
Mm-hmm. Bebop. Why do you call him Bebop?
Secret.
Secret. Okay, there's certain things we can't talk about. On the radio. We'll save that for next week when I find out and I share with everyone next week on the show. All right. So anyway, Bob, right now we're anchored off of French Key, right? And you have French Key, West Caicos, and what's the other place?
Northwest Point, which are the three main destinations of our trip. And we have some vigorous weather coming in on the other two locations, which has kept us at French Key for an extra day. More than we usually do, but
so French Key is a name for this because the critters and stuff are a little bit more amorous or what?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
More Frenchy?
Well, the French Key, it's a yeah, they're more Frenchy, Greg. Right on that.
And he thought I was the one with the words. No, I don't think. I think I'm proven otherwise, aren't I?
No.
Okay, but French Key is, why is it French Key? Do we know?
I don't know why French Key. I know the French Key itself is a nurse shark nursery. And
it's a little sand spit out here in the middle of nowhere. There's really nothing there. It's like a bird sanctuary on the island. It's not very big, isn't that right? Or Key or K or what?
Yeah, it's about a mile square, but it's round. Somehow they make that work.
We've shot a few Scuba Radio videos with the Scuba Cowboy on French Key before. So if you look at the website at scubaradio.com, some of the videos of the Scuba Cowboy were literally shot in the Turks and Caicos. We were on French Key, which kind of looks like a Corona beer commercial. That's what, especially when the sun's out or sunset, it looks just like that on TV, doesn't it?
Did you show the video of people on the island on your website?
Well, yeah, we were there. We had mermaids and stuff like that, but we were the only ones.
Okay, well, I hope the reef police don't see that.
Oh, we weren't. No, it wasn't French Key, actually. It was... No, I don't know. It was, but with a low tide, then it exposed. Isn't that the place where it exposes like the sand spit type of thing, or was that West Caicos? Then I'm getting mixed up. You think?
I don't know. Here on radio, what do you do to indicate a wink, wink, nod?
It all goes back to those words. He's a wordsmith, obviously. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was West Caicos. But what was really cool is at low tide, it exposed this long sand spit place where you literally could walk out. And if you panned out your camera, it looked like you were literally standing standing on top of the ocean in the middle of nowhere. It was pretty remarkable. And that's kind of what French Key looks like. But you're saying it's a protected area for birds. You're not supposed to be on it, is what you're telling me now.
Yeah, it is a protected area for the nurse sharks, for one, and for the birds that there's a migratory bird. I think it's the terns that spend their whole life swimming from Antarctica to the Arctic.
A French tern.
And the French tern, and they, I guess they call them a tern because they get where they're going, and they turn.
Oh, okay.
And go
well, of course.
Back.
You know what? Remember, we don't ever let the truth get in the way of a good story, do we, Bob?
It can't be Googled out here, I guess.
That's right. Exactly. Service is terrible. But which it was probably West Caicos, so maybe that was where we were doing the videos. But it was in the Turks and Caicos. That's a God's honest truth. And it's beautiful out here. It really is. And the diving has been really great. We've had some awesome conditions. Visibility has been great. And the critters on the last dive, we saw some turtles and sharks. You know, having Caribbean reef sharks just about on every dive. Pretty common here in the Turks and Caicos, right?
Yeah, for quite some time now, we've had sharks on about 90% of our dives. And there's always the usual cast of characters, the turtles and the rays and the eels. And we get a stray hammerhead that comes roaming through.
Yeah.
And eagle rays are kind of my my white whale.
Okay, we haven't seen those yet, but look, we're only halfway through the week, so chances are we might see some of those as well.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, ReefSafe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, reef safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way.
I'm Frosty.
But he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back to jump one day."
Don't you get all slushy too?
Dump, dumpity, dump, dump.
Come on.
Dump.
Hurry now. Go, Frosty. Go, Frosty. Oh, yeah. See, we got sand. and Frosty the Snowman here in the Turks and Caicos. We don't need snow. We got sun, sand, and scuba diving. It's the best of all three worlds right here with Explore Ventures and Scuba Radio. Greg the Dive Master, I'm sitting here next to Renee from Scuba Pro, who's nice enough to join us again this week. And Renee is just a treat to have on the trip because, you know, he's a wealth of information when it comes to dive gear. Not just Scuba Pro, but obviously he specializes in Scuba Pro since he works for them. But he really knows dive gear, and he's been nice enough to bring some Scuba Pro gear, some of the latest and greatest stuff for people to try out this week. So what do we got in here this week, Renee?
Right, so this week is what I call crew week. So I brought a bunch of BCs and regulators of computers for the staff and crew, and they've been checking it out and diving them over the last few days.
Been digging it, and he brought some extra giveaways for everybody. Shaw got a Scuba Pro dive knife that she may stab people with if they don't stay in line.
Well, it's a blunt tip.
Oh, okay.
She can steal somebody's box.
Yes, she might steal a box, one of the Scuba Radio boxes. But Renee was nice enough to contribute, you know, Christmas in the Caribbean and kind of, you know, be a part of those festivities. But the gear you hooked, like Mermaid Brittany and myself up with, is a Hydro Sport, right?
Yeah, BC? Hydros Pro. It's a fantastic BC. It's one that's molded rather than stitched foam, and therefore it has no inherent buoyancy. So you're able to shave 4 pounds off and glide through the water.
Yeah, and we've been diving the new G2 dive computer from Scuba Pro. That thing is spectacular. It does everything except the diving for you. And that's probably one upgrade away from doing that, I guess, right?
There you go. Yeah, it's the G2C for console, and then we have the G2, which is a wrist. One is landscape layout, while the other is a portrait layout.
Uh-huh. But it's air integrated. I mean, it's everything you could ever want in a dive computer, and has a quick disconnect so you can take it off and look at your profile after the dive back in your, you know, cabin if you so choose. And it just does everything. And the graphic itself is very bright, very colorful as well. So it's a pretty cool. Is that one of those fancy displays too?
That's sort of a number one comment. People are saying that though they're 3 or 4 or 5 feet away, they can actually see, you know, those wearing the G2C, they can see their computer better than they can their own.
Right. Now, there's some other stuff that Renee is playing with here on the boat that we can't really talk about, but he's doing some R&D for the future that we hope to have an official announcement on Scuba Pro or Scuba Radio about Scuba Pro here in a few weeks. But that's been kind of fun to watch. You've been enjoying playing with that gear, right?
That's correct. Yeah, a lot of fun.
That's all we can say. Otherwise, you'd have to kill us or borrow Shaw's knife and stab me.
Push up a button, I'd be eliminated.
Yes, exactly. So we have the BC, and the LC. You have some masks and stuff?
The regulator as well, the S620. It's a very, very nice regulator. It's our latest, greatest. The lowest score on what we call the work of breathing. And
you don't want to have to work and breathe. You just don't want to. Just want to suck it in, and it's there, exactly. So you don't think about it, right? Yeah. You don't want it distracting from what we see underwater. Correct.
Very natural air delivery.
Yes. So, what's your favorite thing you've been seeing this week so far?
I think the turtles are really curious. They came in today, or last couple of days, rather, and they're just very, very friendly, very curious.
Yeah. What do you think about this crew we have on here for Christmas in the Caribbean? I mean, crew and passengers. We got a pretty nice group, I think.
Yeah, it's always top-notch. It all comes together. It's magic.
Yes, it is. You know, and it really does make the whole experience that much better when you get to know these people, hang out with them for a week. And I don't think I've ever had a trip where we didn't go away making some new friends. And you'd agree with me on that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are you going to do for the rest of the week? You got your focus on anything in particular? Or are you just going to settle in and just enjoy the sun, sand, and surf and scuba?
We're going to continue. We're loaning out a couple of fins today, and we'll continue loaning out gear and discussing gear and modifying and fine-tuning and teaching people about the different features that can improve their experience.
Yeah. Now, you do have some new Scuba Pro fins, those white ones. What are those?
That's the Go Sport. Yeah, it's a very, very... very unique and powerful fin, very short, intended for travel.
Okay, so they're great travel fins. They're lighter, but they got all the force you need, and you can wear them with a booty or without.
Yeah, you can have a neoprene sock or just bare. We actually have two versions now. One is a bare version, as in barefoot, and the other one is going to be a boot version, as in a wetsuit booty.
Very nice. All right, and so turtles are your thing. Turtles, sharks, are there any particular critter that gets you more excited underwater than anything else, or do you just you know, whatever you see, you're happy with. Because, you know, yeah. Renee's kind of a happy guy. Yeah. He's like a, he's like the alter ego to Vic. Vic is in the same way. Maybe a little bit more on the beginner side of diving since this is his first live aboard. But you've been around the block or two, and you haven't lost your excitement for diving. I mean, you're just a joy to be around there, Renee.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a calling. The sea is magic.
It brings us all together, does it not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Christmas in the Caribbean, is this a new thing for you?
It is this time around. It's been a lot of fun.
What did you think of Scuba Santa the other day?
Yeah, it was, your hat different. Was quite nice. Who made that for you, by the way?
Actually, that was Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, made me. That thing, believe it or not, that's a classic from like nice. 15 years ago, and it still has held up that long.
Held up to all your shenanigans.
Now, I haven't, but the hat has.
Go Kelly.
Yeah, she is a great gal. And I'm telling you, she's listening to the show right now going, damn you, Greg, why didn't you call me?
Yeah.
We got some plans for Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and Jerry the diver guy, hopefully next week for the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza. We're trying to work it out so they sing a version of Baby, I Know It's Cold Outside. You've been warned. But look, we got another hour of the world's first radio show devoted to diving on deck, from the Turks and Caicos Explorer to Live Aboard Christmas in the Caribbean. Stay close. We're just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.